California lawmaker to reintroduce bill to pay striking workers unemployment benefits. As Southern California's summer of strikes continues, thousands of entertainment and hotel workers have gone without pay for weeks. Senator Anthony Portantino hopes to change that by reintroducing a bill within the next week to allow striking workers to collect unemployment pay. Given the unrest in the workforce in California right now, with the number of strikes, obviously the health and welfare of our workforce is on my mind, Mr. Portantino told the Epoch Times. Mr. Portantino, who also chairs the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee, said he hoped the bill would be the impetus to resume negotiations. I think extending unemployment insurance to the workforce will shorten the time of strikes and will get people back to work sooner, he said. I think it will overall have a benefit to the economy and allow this sort of big-picture macro conversation to go forward to where everyone has a fair seat at the table. While striking workers in New York and New Jersey can collect unemployment benefits, those who live in California are not eligible for the state payments. Mr. Portantino's legislation would change that. The bill would be similar to Assembly Bill 1066, a measure introduced in 2019 by former Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, which passed the legislature but failed to pass in the Senate by 5 votes. At the time, the California Chamber of Commerce, known as CalChamber, labeled it a job killer. Ms. Gonzalez has since resigned from the legislature and now works as the executive secretary, treasurer, and chief officer of the California Labor Federation, which asked Mr. Portantino to reintroduce the legislation. The Labor Federation asked me to author the bill, and I said yes, Mr. Portantino said. Obviously, like everyone else, I want people to get back to work. I want people to get fairly compensated. I want both sides to get in a room and listen and try to figure it out. CalChamber also opposes this year's measure, claiming it would increase taxes, according to a statement issued by the organization August 11. California's system is already $18 billion in debt, Robert Mautry, CalChamber's policy advocate, said in the statement. Extending the benefit, he said, is unfair to all California employers. These tax increases will hit all California employers regardless of size, serving as a deterrent to hiring and future investment in the California economy, he said. It is irresponsible and unfair to increase taxes on every California employer, including those without any involvement in any strikes, to subsidize the striking workers in other industries. Strikes continue. Although striking union members currently cannot access unemployment in California, some can apply for emergency aid through their unions. The Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists entered its 5th week of a strike against Hollywood studios and producers this week. The Actors' Union began walking picket lines with members of the Writers Guild of America on July 14 in the first combined strike in 60 years. The union actors can apply to several programs for financial assistance during the strike, according to SAG-AFTRA's website. Its leaders updated members August 9, saying the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents over 350 television and film production companies in the United States, has not contacted the union since the strike began to resume talks. Meanwhile, the Writers' Union is expected to respond this week to an offer by major studios, according to a report by Reuters which cited unnamed sources familiar with the talks. Similar to the Actors' Union, the WGA is offering emergency assistance to industry members and their families during the strike. In the hospitality sector, Unite Here Local 11, the union representing 32,000 hotel workers in California and Arizona, also remains on strike in Southern California. And Los Angeles, some city employees went on a 24-hour strike August 8. Unite Here 11, SAG-AFTRA, and the WGA did not respond to requests for comment about employee benefits by press time. Efforts expanding unemployment benefits. If passed, Mr. Portantino's bill would be the second this session that seeks to expand who can receive unemployment payments in California. A similar bill, Senate Bill 227, is well on its way to passing both houses of the state legislature and would allow the state to pay illegal immigrants unemployment benefits. The measure passed the Senate and was approved by the Assembly's Insurance Committee before the summer break.